I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey through the Easter season, as each and every day we strive to open ourselves more and more to the graces and the glory offered to us through our Lord Jesus Christ, most especially the grace and the glory that comes through the descent, the gifts, the blessings of the All-Holy Spirit. Today is Wednesday of seventh week of Easter, and we'll begin our meditation with a letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 15, verse 13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope and in the power of the Holy Spirit. St. John Chrysostom tells us about this passage of St. Paul when he says that the Holy Spirit is the cause of all good things, but it is not simply through the Holy Spirit, but is conditional upon our participation as well. This is why Paul says, in believing. For, if you wish to be filled with joy, you must hope and must believe. Yet he does not say not only that you may have hope, but that you may abound in hope, so that you do not only find comfort in sorrow, but in fact have joy through the abundance of faith and hope. In this way you will also acquire the Spirit. For, when he is present, you will continually follow the good. Just as food is necessary for life, and by this directs the body, so, if we do good works, we shall have the Spirit, and if we have the Spirit, we shall do good works. Yet, if we do not perform good works, the Spirit will depart. We have been talking the past few episodes about the power and the grace of the Holy Spirit, and indeed, we have seen that there is much power and grace and blessings that are offered to us by the love of the Spirit. But as St. John says, much of that power and much of the grace and that blessings is conditional upon our response, upon our willingness to be the tool and the instrument of the Spirit. This willingness is shown by us in our desire to follow Christ, to imitate what he has done, so that just as the Spirit descended upon him at his baptism, so the Spirit will continue to descend upon us and lead us out into the world to be messengers of the Spirit. And in such a way, we will be ever more filled with his blessings, ever more filled with joy and the peace that the Scriptures promise us. Indeed, as St. John tells us, the more we do good works, the more we will be filled with the Spirit. The more that we are filled with the Spirit, the more we will be inspired and motivated and encouraged and energized to do good works in the Lord. But if we turn from those good works, or we turn from the Spirit, then we lose both the grace of the Spirit and the blessings that come from doing the work of God. So let us strive to make our devotion and our openness to the Spirit both in prayer and in act, in contemplation and in showing visibly that love that God calls us to our neighbor, so that everything that we do in our lives might be motivated both out of the gifts and the grace of the Spirit, but also be a means, a conduit of increasing those graces and those blessings within us. And so we will conclude with a prayer to the Holy Spirit. O Heavenly King, Comforter, and Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, Treasury of blessings and Giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every stain, and save our souls, O Gracious One.